It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Navy Week is underway in Milwaukee. This is an outreach program with events designed to allow people to learn about this branch of the military in a city that doesn't have a large Navy presence. Call in with a question or comment about the U.S. Navy, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Matthew Sass is commanding officer for Navy Talent Acquisition Group Great Lakes and a native of Fond du Lac. Commander Officer Sass, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. So more than 75 Navy sailors in Milwaukee for Navy Week. This is the city's fourth time hosting the program. How does it feel to you to be back in Wisconsin to showcase the Navy?
This is one of those things that I'm really proud of, because I'm proud of both being from Wisconsin, doing everything that Wisconsin has, and then I'm proud of my service in the Navy and to be able to mix business and pleasure, so to speak, church and state, however you want to put it. This one's okay, and I really like it. I'm really proud that I get to be here to show off both, because not everybody that's here is from Wisconsin, the sailors at least. So getting to show them all the things that Milwaukee has to offer, I'm really proud of being able to do that.
You've been able to point out a few things as a native Wisconsinite to your fellow sailors.
One or two, yeah. When they ask, hey, where should we go to eat tonight, or what should we go see? You know, I have some ideas.
Well, take us a little bit into your path in the Navy. What's your experience been like serving?
You hear this a lot, and it sounds cliche, but if I could do it all over again, I'd do it all, to include the mistakes, the successes. I mean, the successes are always fun, but we learn more from our mistakes. I got commissioned out of the ROTC program from the University of Wisconsin, which means that the Navy paid me to go to a Big Ten university, which was where my heart always was. I was a Badger since I was a little kid. And then go to flight school, go to my squadrons, start flying the airplanes, fly the missions, serve on ships. I have done a wide breadth of things in the Navy, and I think every single one of them is unique and fun. And it's been a blast. It's been so much fun the whole time.
It's taken you across the world a number of times. And I'm just wondering then, what do you see as the Navy's role in national security?
So we are the power projection. We can get anywhere that's got water, and the oceans tend to bound everything. And that's where we live. That's where we work on a daily basis. I was always drawn to the water, so it kind of made sense for the Navy. Even though I understand Wisconsin doesn't have the really, really big bodies of water next to it, but there's one or two lakes in the state, I've been told.
Right.
I've been to most of them. So I just always love that. I'm Fond du Lac being on Lake Winnebago. I love being on the lake there. So I always wanted to be by water. So Navy made sense. And then, you know, I got to live in Japan. I got to live in Germany, East Coast, West Coast. I've been to all the continents except Antarctica. And I'm really hoping to do that one, because the Navy does do missions down there. But everywhere that the water touches, which is everything, is where the Navy's domain lies. And that's, you know, on the water, above the water, and under the water. That's the maritime domain. That's where we operate. And that's where we keep the sea lines of communication open. We make sure there's freedom of navigation. We make sure that countries that don't believe the same things that we do aren't pushing around the countries that do. And not all countries are built the same. So we try and be there for our allies. And we don't try. We are there for our allies to make sure nobody else is pushing them around.
In that maritime domain, as you call it, how would you characterize America's sea power and our maritime coalitions?
The best, period. We have what are called near peer adversaries, and we all know who they are, and it's not a secret. You know, China is developing very quickly. Russia has always been there. They kind of fall off and come back and fall off and come back, but they're called near peers because, and I'm not trying to brag on this, but I don't think they could go toe to toe with us necessarily, and they're also not you know, these aren't foolish countries. They know that there's to do something like that comes at great cost, both in dollars and lives. And nobody really wants that. We certainly don't want that. But you have to still have that trump card, so to speak. You know, you have to have those aircraft carriers. You have to have those submarines to say, hey, don't push us. We're here. We don't want to use this. And for example, I have never fired a weapon in anger in my career, and I've done an awful lot of stuff. So we don't want to shoot first, ask questions later. But it's important to know that the other guy knows that, hey, don't push us.
Commanding Officer Matthew Sass with us, representing the Navy Talent Acquisition Group Great Lakes, as we talk about Navy Week in Milwaukee and what the Navy missions mean. You can join in with your questions and your comments at 800-642-1234. Throughout the week, Navy sailors are participating in community service. Why is community engagement a priority for the Navy?
It's incredibly important. These are our communities. We live here too. Being from here, I know what it's like to grow up here. And just like any corporation in the private sector, they support their communities. They fund things. You know, there's sports teams and contests and competitions that are always, you always see those sponsors. Well, we live in these communities. These are our friends. Excuse me, our friends and family. So why wouldn't we support them? That's just what you do, especially in Wisconsin. Everybody supports everybody, so it's crucial for us to be there. And it doesn't hurt to, you know, throw on the uniform every now and then and show people, hey, you know, the Navy is a thing. I know you're not going to see an aircraft carrier or a submarine parked off the piers in Milwaukee, but we are a thing. We're here. We just happen to be over by the coast more. So it's beneficial and. We love our communities. We love our families. We love our friends. So to show support to them, that's just the right thing to do.
I think we have this perception maybe that the Navy is always out at sea or not entirely connected to a community because there is so much time spent on bodies of water or on deployments and missions elsewhere. But you're saying that it is very much connected to local communities.
Yeah, I absolutely am saying that. We go out to sea. Yes, we deploy and we take our ships, our airplanes, our submarines, and go out. But we still come back, and our families stay here. They don't go with us. That would be pretty cool, a la Star Trek or something like that. But they don't live on the ships with us when we go out. We still come back, and we know what we're fighting for, and we know what we're doing out there. And that's, you know, to protect the well-being of America and our interests and our way of life. So those communities back home, you got to have something to come back to. If you don't have anything to come back to, you're kind of lost at sea, and nobody wants to be lost at sea. So there's always got to be something to come home to. And these communities, these places we're from and where we say we're from, they matter very, very deeply to us because that's kind of our moral compass. And that's what's driving us to do the work that we do.
Navy Commander Matthew Sass hails from Fond du Lac, based at Navy Recruiting Command Great Lakes, Illinois, our guide to Navy Week events underway in Milwaukee. You can be part of the conversation. Call with a question, share a comment at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Milwaukee is host to Navy Week, one of 13 cities nationwide. Sailors put on demonstrations. They do outreach to convey opportunities for prospective recruits. And you can join the conversation about this branch of military service. Call with a question or comment at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Commanding Officer Matthew Sass is here. So do you see connections to Navy Week and your recruits? Does the Navy Week program yield recruits to this branch of the military?
I am sure they do at some point, but that's not necessarily the point of this week, because part of our mission is Navy awareness. The recruiting aspect, you have to be out, just as we were talking before, you have to be in your communities, you have to have a trust with the Navy. Navy Week is not a recruiting week. I want to stress that. This is about showcasing the Navy and engaging in our communities, and then there are residual effects from that that will happen. So that's where the recruiting piece comes in, to show, the next generation of leaders that the Navy is that option for you. But I want to be very clear, we're not actively recruiting this week. That's what my command does from Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I've got recruiters all through there, but this week is not actively, overtly recruiting. It's just awareness and community engagement.
So Navy Week aside, recruitment, though, the Navy Times, the military news organization, says the Navy is looking to add more than 5,000 sailors in the next fiscal year. And this is despite difficulties that all military branches are facing with recruitment and retention of service members. Why do you think recruitment is a challenge?
I think as we all saw in 2020, the world changed, and that really set us back. The best comparison I can make to it is something that my mother's side of the family will understand very well, is farming. You have to plant seeds to get crops. And over the last 3 years, we haven't been able to plant seeds. When the world shut down, we weren't able to go into schools to talk to, those juniors and seniors that are make up our primary demographic. And I respected and agreed with that decision, because at the end of the day, sending my recruiters into that school, we were the threat to spread COVID, because we're interacting with a lot of people. So I understood why they didn't want us to come in. But if you don't go in and they don't see you, you're not able to plant any seeds. And it's usually a 4-year, they see you as a freshman, they see you as a sophomore, they see you as a junior, they see you as a senior, so that you're a steady state in the school, but they didn't see us. So what we were trying to do is harvest crops on whatever residuals were left in the soil. And no farmer is going to be able to do that very well. There's just not going to be much. So that was the genesis of our pandemic in the recruiting world, so to speak, and it mirrored up with real life. So that set us back, but I mean, we're back in there now. We're working. We're a little undermanned in my command, just on the Navy side. I don't have as many recruiters as I'm supposed to have, but what I've got, they are fantastic. They are some of the best sailors in the country, and the statistics for all 26 NTAGs across the country show that. They're doing really well.
We talked with a recruiter for the Wisconsin National Guard earlier this year about their recruitment challenges, and they're experiencing historic lows in enrollment. And here is Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand.
Although we're located in 70 communities across the state of Wisconsin, we have really been less visible and participatory in our communities over the past several years. Many of our neighbors just don't know us anymore.
Many of our neighbors just don't know us anymore. Is the Navy visible in Wisconsin?
We are not typically as visible in Wisconsin, because you can't physically see the big, cool stuff that we've got. And I agree with the Lieutenant Colonel's sentiment that, you have to be seen. And if you're not seen, you're kind of forgotten about, and we weren't able to be seen for a while. I think the National Guard and the Marines specifically do really well in the state of Wisconsin. They've got a really strong presence because they have the equipment. There's Fort McCoy up north by Toma there that, hey, they can bring their Humvees. They can show a tank off to people. They can show off that really cool equipment they've got. The only thing that I can do for the Navy is bring in our airplanes, and then people confuse us for the Air Force when we do that. So I do have some unique challenges that the other services might not have, but I'm not going to use that, and I don't think the Lieutenant Colonel is. We're not using that as an excuse. We just know that we have to do the work. We have to get into our communities. We have to be visible, and we're starting to get back there, and we're starting to do that.
you mentioned being a bit short of recruiters. Again, Navy Times reporting more than 3,900 recruiters are working 6 days a week for the foreseeable future. Are work hours perhaps deterring recruits from joining the Navy?
I don't think so. And the six day work policy did not actually end up happening. That was that was put out. It was floated as an idea. The Navy was like, well, we need to go to general quarters on this, which is, you know, our emergency situation on a ship to save a ship, put out a fire. And that one size fits all of having everybody work 6 days a week, that probably wasn't going to be the best answer. And I think our leadership saw that. We have plans in place where sailors do work Saturdays. Perfect example being, there's a Blue Angel show this weekend. They're flying Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to be there.
Nice segue.
But we do work weekends, and it's not just the Blue Angel show. We will do events. We do, you know, the summertime is, this is, Wisconsin summers are next to none. They're amazing. All the fairs, the festivals, and we go out and do those things, and they happen on the weekends. So we work Saturdays, but I would argue this is the stuff that we work the rest of the year to get to have the fun with everybody. We get to go out there and party with our neighbors and our friends. We just might have our uniform on when we do it.
Commanding Officer Matthew Sass with us talking about Navy Week in Milwaukee, represents the Navy Talent Acquisition Group Great Lakes. You can join in with your question at 800-642-1234. Mark in Waukesha is here. Mark, hi, what's your question?
Hi, I was able to serve in the Navy too. I bought a submarine back in the 70s, and it was a great experience. I wanted to ask him a few years back, maybe even less than that, the Navy went through a rough patch where ships were going aground. They blamed a lot of it on fatigue and overwork of the sailors. I wonder if he would comment on that.
Commander.
I'd be happy to, Mark. Thanks for the question. And that's, we're not, the Navy is not trying to hide what happened there. That would be foolish. We found some very serious problems in the way our surface community was conducting business, and they are the best, and we are the best Navy not because of our ships, not because of our submarines or our airplanes. We are the best Navy, as I said before, because of our people, and we weren't quite doing right for our people. So the surface community on those ships, the USS John McCain and the Fitzgerald, you know, they were the test cases that said we need to do business different. So they have kind of gone to what we've had in aviation for a long time of mandatory crew rest periods. Before you go fly, you have to have so much sleep. The surface community and the sub communities are adopting, and it is in full work, and it's been in work a couple of years to sync up circadian sleep patterns, to make sure people are rested, because we're not getting the best out of the best by not letting them recharge properly. So the Navy is actively doing that. We're working on it now. I was just in Norfolk last week, and I toured a Virginia class submarine, the New Mexico. I toured a destroyer, the USS Porter, and they all said the same thing, that they have shifted to circadian rhythm style crew rest periods. And there's another important piece there, Mark, that I want to point out that comes back to the Wisconsin ties. The current commanding officer for the USS John S. McCain is a Wisconsin native. He's a Milwaukee native, and I graduated and commissioned with him at the University of Wisconsin, Commander Joe Gunta. So there's Wisconsin's best out there leading the charge, making sure that those our number one asset, which is our sailors, are taken care of. I hope that answered your question.
Mark, thank you for the call. We have less than a minute left, but when you consider Milwaukee one of just 13 cities chosen for Navy Week program, Navy Week events, why was Milwaukee chosen for this program?
We asked because we saw an incredible opportunity. Milwaukee brings a lot of diversity. It brings a lot of character. What we call uppers, you know, people that have really high AFQT scores, which are kind of the like ASVAB and those military testing scores. Milwaukee's got that. Milwaukee's got everything that the Navy would want in a potential recruit to come here. So it made sense. And we hadn't been here in a few years. So we wanted to come to where the right place are. And when we thought Milwaukee was was the right place. And I stand by that decision. I'm glad they did it. I'm glad the Navy saw the potential there. And I think it's a great opportunity to showcase both the Navy and the city.
Commanding Officer Matthew Sass, thank you for joining us. Enjoy your time in Wisconsin.
Thank you so much for having me, Ms. Archer Kent.
I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.